SBS Radio.
With me today is speech pathologist Kylie Chisholm, and we are going to talk about how important it is to have or make sure that we hear well and that we have our hearing tested every now and then. Good day, Kylie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
One in six Australians, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, is deaf, is hearing impaired, or has such a chronic ear disorder that that's affecting their hearing.
But one in 1,000 babies are born with significant hearing loss.
Yes, that's right. So one in 1,000 babies each year in Australia is born with a significant hearing loss. And also another statistic is that one child is diagnosed every day in Australia with a bilateral hearing loss. So that's a hearing loss on both sides. So it may not be a significant hearing loss, but it's certainly a hearing loss that needs to have some follow-up and some attention.
Most parents would say that their children are just, you know, ignoring them. My child is just ignoring me because the television is too loud or playing with a friend. So how do we know when we need our child to be tested?
And certainly there are times where children choose not to listen, but we do need to be sure that they do have the ability to listen and to hear well. So some things to look out for are certainly if the child is not responding when their name is called, if they are perhaps starting to lag behind, if they're at school starting to lag behind, or if they're asking for repeats like what, or some of those things that are not quite following, and also if their speech is starting to be impacted. So if their speech and their language skills are not developing as you would expect for their age, there's certainly things that you would want to be following up with a hearing test.
Children who are born in Australia undergo a hearing test once they're born, aren't they?
Yes. So we've got SWISH, which is the statewide infant screening program. That's the program that runs in New South Wales, and then each state has a similar program that runs. So all children do have their hearing test. There's about 97% of children who have their hearing test before they leave hospital, and then certainly there is follow-up available for those after. So that's looking at the automatic auditory brainwave response from both ears. So if there's any concerns at that point, children will be referred on for further testing.
But as it says here, by school age, 2 in every 1,000 children will be identified with hearing loss.
Mm.
What could be the factors contributing to this?
So there are some viruses that can impact on our hearing, and they take some time to come out. So it can be a progressive hearing loss. So that's one that the hearing slowly gets worse over time. And we also know that chronic middle ear or ear infections can also impact on hearing as well. So by the time they get to school, children can have had a loss that has progressed. So a hearing loss that has progressed, or they can have had those lots of infections that have impacted their hearing as well.
And these are gradual progressions, are they?
Yes, and that's what can make it a bit hard, is that it's quite gradual. So you don't see a big change over the course of a month or two, but from one time period, so from 1 year to the next period. So it may be that other family members may notice that there's been a change.
And most of the time we equate hearing loss with wearing a hearing aid.
Mm.
But there are other ways as well.
There are. So at the Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children, and I just need to put the first caveat there, is that we also see up to adults as well. Some of our oldest clients are approaching 100. We work with clients who have got a range of hearing devices, some with hearing aids, some with bone conduction aids, so that's actually using their bone conduction to allow them hear. And then we also have quite a number of our clients, nearly 4,000 clients across the country that have a cochlear implant that we are working with.
And so how do you know which one is the best fit for you?
So hearing aids can often not be enough. So hearing aids can, for some people, not be powerful enough for the type of hearing loss that someone has. So that's when a cochlear implant can help. So conversations with the audiologist would be a great place to start with that. And this is a nationwide hearing awareness week. So we do really encourage anyone who's got concerns about their own hearing or the hearing of anyone in their friends or family network to seek some help and support this week. And I've got a phone number and I've got a website that people can go to get some more information. So are you ready for that?
Yes.
So the phone number, 1300 581 391. So that was 1-300-581-391. And the website is www.hearingoptions.com.au. And that will take you through to our RIDBC website where your listeners can get some more information and also read and see some of the stories about people who have a cochlear implant.
You mentioned the Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children, but it's important again to stress that it's not just for children, isn't it?
No, not just for children. Once upon a time it was just for children, but now we do see people of all ages. And some significant statistics about adults also and their hearing loss. We know that 1 in 3 adults over 65 are affected by hearing loss. That's 1 in 3 people over 65. So that's quite a number of people. And about 70% of people think that hearing loss is an unavoidable part of ageing. But then only 40% or less than 40% of those people have had a hearing test in the last 2 years. So people recognise that there's a hearing problem but are not doing much about it. And hearing is such an important part of who we are as people and in the way we communicate. And there's some research that has come out across the world to say that there's a strong link between hearing loss, cognitive decline, depression, and socialisation in our older members of community. Because if you can't hear well, being involved in a social aspect or in a community, friends, family, can be really hard. So we really encourage people to reach out this Hearing Awareness Week to be able to have their hearing tested and to take the next step so they don't need to be doing this journey on their own, because there are staff and there are devices that can help people with their hearing.
And it doesn't matter what age you are, because everyone is vulnerable, isn't it?
That is right. Our clients go from all ages. We've got babies all the way through for their whole hearing journey. And as I said before, we've got some of our clients who are approaching 100, who've been using their cochlear implant for a while, and that enables them to hear their grandchildren, to hear their great-grandchildren, to hear someone calling them from the other room, to be able to listen to music again that they have enjoyed. So bringing them back into relationships that they have lost because of their hearing loss.
Or even a teenager hearing his parents again calling to clean up the room.
Yes.
One last question. Do you need a referral from your GP?
Not to see an audiologist initially. It depends on the funding mechanism. So there are some audiologists that do require a GP. So that will be a great thing to follow up in those individual conversations, because it will depend what people are accessing and following up with.
Thanks very much, Kylie Chisholm.
Thank you for your time and all the best. And again, I encourage people, if they've got any concerns, to please reach out for that Hearing Awareness Week.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.